I mean, into the yang, because that's basically like Dimua, that's what came out. As my shows. Okay, let me just start again. So we know Priya is 24, obviously Zikim. There were 13 which we knew already, and an additional 11. What were the additional 11? We have Tishlumei Kefel, Tishlumei Gan of Gaza, Eden Zayim, then of Oynes, Mephatam, Mitzishema, Metamim, Medamea, and Manasseh. So it's 24. 13 plus those. Then the Gemara is up to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rebbe Shlaya, my timer, Loi Toni, Hani. Why didn't Rebbe Shlaya? See where we are? We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lined up at the end of the Omer. First word of the line is Tlesa. Right? Rebbe Shaya, my time of Rebbe Tony Hani, why didn't Rebbe Shaya bring the other 11? Why did he limit himself to 13? Answers the Gemara, he's not referring, Rebbe Shaya focused on Mami, not Knas. He focused on Mami. Read the Gemara, Shemachinam. The Gana listening. Gana, which is Mamre, so he should have brought it down. Maybe Shaya didn't bring down Gana. Why did he not bring down Gana? It's Mamre. If you're going to tell me the only reason why he brought down those 13, because he focused on Mamre, Gana or Mamre. Answers the Gemara. He did. He said Ganavagazan. He didn't see it in Abishaya. He says Ganavagazan. Where does he say Ganavagazan? Shemachinon Bashoye. He said Shemachinon and Shoye. Shemachinon is a Gazan. Is a Ganavagazan. How do you get from Shemachinon Ganavagazan? Says Rashi. Says Rashi Ganev, you see this Rashi Ganev? Five lines up from the end of the Omer, Ganev who admits, and he has to pay Keren, or Gazan, only pays Keren, to only Mishal Keren, they only pay Keren, listening, you Rabbi Shai don't want to talk about Knas, so you can have a case of Ganev and Gazan that doesn't pay the Knas, if he's Moida. Oh, by Ganav, if he's Moida, by Gazan, never pays more than Keren. And also, if the Ganav pays Kefel, if he's caught out, Gazan doesn't pay Kefel. So the whole deal of Kefel is only by Gneida, not by Gzein. So that's the question. By Ganav, you can have a case of Keren. There, have you had a case of Keren? If he's Moida, and by Gazan, you always have a case of Keren. So why did he not bring down those dealing of Ganav and Gazan? See, there actually again, Ganav Hamoidim, a Ganav who admits on his own, the Gazan, the Gazan and Gazan. They only pay Keren. Listening, he should say it. Answers the Gemara in Rashi. Totally, that's it. Shemichiron Vashayel. The Hosom Nami Shayat. That's also Shayat applicable, Gnevim. Shemachinam is also Ganav. How's that possible? Kegoyim Shetoran Shenigna. He claims it got stolen from him. Right? The other, and it's still in his hands. Vominam Pekin Meruba, and we learned to pay Meruba. Toyen, Tain is Ganav. Kiganav, somebody who claims Tain is Ganav is like a Ganav. That's the same thing as a Ganav. You have to be careful. Tain is Gazan. Somebody told him Tain is Gazan. He's like a Gazan. You have to pay Keren.
In this situation, is there a set amount that was given to him? It's a verbal statement. Like saying, we're still on, didn't do anything with that. So is there.
In basin. In basin. In basin, he said it was stolen.
Right, so it's only he brought it. He's not, he didn't do anything to steal it. He just made a statement that it was stolen.
It's true. The mice have to make a shmur as well. because otherwise they'll have to pay, because maybe it was possible. But in order for this actual halacha, even if he denied the base, then and then he would
be forced. Like, this is Kagana, he's like it about his time, it's really Ghana.
Ooh, what a good deal. What a good deal. Tenten is gonna kick on him, it's like a gun. Gonna come to your point. Very good deal. Right. Gazan is Tenten is Gazan is kick on him. Yes, sir. What's your honor?
Why is Shoel included in this?
Right. Behold the knock you talk about Shoel.
Okay. And
the
other question, why are not the other Shom, the Safar and the Safar and the other, even though they're high for it, they could just say it's stolen and keep it and they pay. And because they're forcing a sale, that they don't, you know, the guy doesn't want to sell his property.
I hear that question. Okay, well, let's finish off with Shoel first, your first point, Rashi asked it. So we have a question, why did we all talk about Shoel? Shoel's not Gandalf. If a Shoel says it got stolen, they'll have to pay. So he's not Gandalf. If Shoel's adding, Shem Sofer's not mentioned in the list. Why? Because Shem Sofer says it's stolen, he doesn't need to pay. So why is Shoel mentioned? Says Rashi, the knockout talk about Shoel, that which says a Shoel love Davke. That is not, the Gemara didn't mean to mean it specifically. Shoel, the Olaimish Kachas be the Niftal. Because we never find the Shoel bottle. What the Gemara said is that Bishai bore down, Shemakinah Mashiach, and it's not what I said. Right? So you're just saying, Bishai bore down Shemakinah Mashiach, bore down that. But actually, it should have stopped after Shemakinah, because Shoel will never have a case of paying. Of being a gun. But as soon as he says it's got stolen, I'll have to pay.
He said it.
So how do you all the knock and talk about Shoel love that? Okay? It's not the first time you've had this in Shas.
No, I don't get it.
So you'll never find a case where he'll be exempt by saying it. Loi b'tayin tanis gan. Not by where he claims it got stolen. But loi b'tayin tanis gan. And not when he says it got robbed with a gazan, they banded somebody in public. So all he meant to say is the Mechiyam listed the shame. That's what he meant to say. He listed the shame. When he said Rishaya listed the shame, he had the question, why did Rishaya not talk about Ganav and Gazan? He did. When he listed the shame, he did. So the Tana mentioned Shemechina, the Gemara mentioned Shemechina Mashoel, Tzav Davke. It means the shame. Now, Rishaya was saying, what about Shemes Sofer? So if I'm saying he means the Shemen, in Shemes Sofer generally, there won't be a Chiyuv, because generally there won't be a Ganef, because if he says it got stolen, I'll have to pay. There is a case where Shemes Sofer could be a Ganef, if he says it was listed in Mizuy. A Ganef came with armed Ganef. So then there's Machlekes in the Gemara, if the list of Mizuyin is a Ganev or a Gazan, we've had this once before. Mm-hmm. If you hold the list of Mizuyin is a Ganev, then you have a case of a Shemes Sofer also able to exempt himself. And if it turned out that he had it the whole time, then he would be the Ganev. Right? So that's how you could have it. So when he said Otonele Shemekim HaShoel, really just meant to say, he mentioned the Shemen. That's what he meant. He mentioned the Shemen. I say Shoel, because that's what the next word after the Shoel of Kinam was. He mentioned Shoel, that's what he meant to say. Now, let's go to David's points. David asked the point here. What he meant is it's a deeper point than just with David and Duke. Tell him that he's Ghana, Kid Ghana. Kid Ghana? He's a Ghana. He's a Ghana. Why is a Ghana? Somebody who retains money that belongs to someone, somebody else's money. That's a Ghana, right? So he is a Ghana. So the question is, and this I'm going to make the question a little bit deeper. We had the question on the chat. Why did he not bring down Ghana because? What's his answer? Well, he said Shemechino. Shemechino is somebody when is Shemechino chayv to pay? If he was Peshea and it got stolen, so he's chayv to pay. That's the liabilities of Shemekinah. What's the liabilities of Shemekinah? If it got stolen from him, he has to pay. Those are the chiyuvim of Shem Achino, the chiyuvim of Shem Socha. But the fact that Shem Socha has to pay, Shem Achino has to pay kefal if he says it got stolen, the Choya, before we saw this Rashi, before we saw the Gemara, you would have thought, because he's a ganav. It's nothing to do with Shem Achino. It's possible he's a ganav. So when we go on question over Shai, why do you talk, why don't you mention ganav? What's his answer? Well, I said Shem Achino. Akesha, where in Shem Achino do you see ganav? Where do you see that? The chiyuvim of Shem Achino are things that happened due to the fact he wasn't Shema well. That's his liability of Shem Achino. What mazik is that in Shem Achino? You were meant to be responsible to after something and you didn't, and because of that something happened. Those are your responsibilities. Why does Shem Achino have to pay if he did, says he has it? He said he doesn't have it and turns out he has it. Why does he have to pay? Is it midin Shem Achino or midin ganav? You would have thought midin ganav. So then, how have you answered the question? We've got a question. Why didn't you bring down ganav? What's the answer? No, I brought down Shem Achino. That hasn't helped us. What are the liabilities? What's the mazik of Shem Achino? What's the mazik of Shem Achino? He didn't watch it. Yeah, things happened to him because he didn't watch it. That's the mazik of Shem Achino.
Not when he says it's in his hand.
So when he says it's not in his hand?
When he says it's not in his hand.
Right. So why is he tied then? Because of Shem Achino?
You know, then he would be tied because of
So it doesn't help you to bring down the word Shem Achino. We're asking, why do you bring down the mazik of Ganeva? Bring down the mazik of Ganev. So why am I saying no? I spoke about the mazik of Shem Achino. That's a different mazik. The mazik of Shem Achino is Ishmir. And the mazik of Ganev is you got somebody else's money in your hand. That's not in Shem Achino. Why am I saying Shem Achino? What's that going to do with Shem Achino? It's true. If Shem Achino is a Ganev, he's a Ganev. But his liability is because of Ganeva. Not because of Shem Achino. No, I'm saying that somebody who's got money. So if somebody's got money in his hand, Shem Achino has got money in his hand, so he's a ganav. So the reason why he's chayav is because he's a ganav, not because he's a Shem Achino. So what are we answering Reb Chiya, Reb Shai, and saying, well, he said Shem Achino. Shem Achino, the chiyuvim of Shem Achino, the chayra, are not to do with Gneva. What happens if you have a Shem Achino on the et on Yom Kippur? What would you get? You'll get malchus. Right? Is that to do with Shem Achino? Or is Mechal al Shabbos? Is that to do with Shem Achino? We're killing a guy who is Mechal al Shabbos. Happens to be a Shem Achino. So why are you killing him? Medine Shem Achino? No, nothing to do with it. Why are you killing him? Because why is Basin killing him? Because he's even Mechal al Shabbos. He happened to be a Shem Achino when he was Mechal al Shabbos. But that's nothing to do with the liabilities of Shem Achino. So, Shem Achino was also a God. So, Lechayah had nothing to do with the Chiyur of Shem Achino. It's a new thing called Gneve.
That does have to do with it, how it got into the stand in the first place.
So he became a Shema. And then became a Ganav.
But it's more of a connection that I say that Shem Achino moved to Mechal Shabbos. I mean, that's, you know, it's nothing to do with, it's nothing to do with each other. There is a connection, but it's not, it's showing how it got into us. At least it's a, maybe Shem Achino, when he wears two hats, when he wants to be, because he's still wearing his Shem Achino hat, when he swears that he doesn't have it, when he really does have it.
So he's also wearing his Shem Achino hat when he eats on Yom Kippur. The kibbun obviously is in your kibbun. You just need to be mechadid, right? Obviously, the kibbun is like the same. What question must be the answer?
He's being tomei and scum. So it's based on his tour as a Shem Achino that causes him to be a gan.
No, he's a gan. That's why he took it. He's a gan. How's he going to pat himself from? So from paying his Shem Achino because he's taking down his gana. He's a gana, he took it. It's not me on the same keyboard.
Still in the old, right. In terms of the gana actually takes it physically and the Shem Achino gives it.
So what you're all saying, and what David was started off saying, even Rashi says, taking down his gana, Kurt gana. He's not a gana.
Doesn't the gana require
A ganev is the mice of taking it, right? To be dominant, coming along with. A ganev is somebody who takes it. That's ganev. The chiyuvim of this person is only because of shem. It's included in shem echinah. The halachos of shem echinah is that if you say ganev, he'll pay kefal. It's all included in hilchos shem echinah. Ganev is not a ganev. Hilchos Geneva, or Lay Signor, if there was such a possible, Hilchos Geneva, he wouldn't be chayim, because he didn't take it. He didn't take it. Mashenke, Hilchos, Shemechirah, because time is Ganav, Ker Ganav, you know, Ganav. His life has the same halachas of a Ganav. Time is Gazan, Ker Gazan, has the same halachas of a Gazan, but Bemet is not. And look at the next line of the Gemara, it's mamish beautiful. All this, what we've been saying is Rav Nachman, but the next line, the Gemara is beautiful. Says the Gemara. Rav Chia Nami, Hotona Le Shemichino Mashoil. We have a question here. Why are you saying Ganav and Gaza? Also, Shemichino and Ashoil. We said it
twice now.
So answers the Gemara. Tony Memoina de Ossi Liodi Vetea, Uktoni Memoina de Ossi Liodi Viso. Says the Gemara, Reb Chia wanted this both. One is Momin that came to Issa, and one is Momin that came to Issa. And when you read this Gemara, Lachor, you should have a question. What's enough Gemina, how he came to him? What's enough Gemina, how he came to him? He's a Ganav, he's a Ganav. What's the difference? If he came to Heta or came to Issa, if he's a Ganav, it's a Ganav. Bishlam, we saw a person that's Mazik and Behema, or a person that's Mazik and Odom, we mentioned two, because it's different dinim. Hey, you have a Ganav. A Ganav is a different. Maybe we should talk about a Ganav that stole on Sunday and a Ganav stole on Monday. No, we're not going to talk about that. It's all the same idea. So, what's the difference between how it got to his hand? He's keeping it by him. He's a Ganav. So why is Reb Chia saying, now I want to spit up the Ganav and talk about a money that came be Teah and money that came be Sur. Says Reb Nachum, that's the vote we wanted to say, like we said. A Shem Echinah is not really a Ganav. If a Shem Echinah would be a Ganav, then Bemet there's no difference between the two. But a Shem Echinah is not a Ganav. A Ganav is the Maisa Ganavim. A Shem Echinah is not. So Reb Chia said, I Bemet wanted to split up the two. I want to talk about a Ganav Guskai because of the Maisik Neva. And a Shem Echinah, that's Ganav. He's not really a Ganav. He's like a Ganav. So Tony, Mamoina, Dossi, they be Sura, meaning that's Ganav. And Tony, Mamoina, Dossi, they be Teo, where the Chiv is completely different volume. If you're looking in the Shulchan Aruch play, you know, it starts from Aleph, ends up in top Chaf or something like that, to Chav Gimel, I think, and then Yehudea. So you're going to look where exactly it's going to be. Hilchos Shem Echinah, Hilchos Geneva. So it'll be in certain Simon Hilchos Geneva. And now we're talking about somebody who did something via Daim. And in a different volume, towards the end, there'll be a din of a Shem Echinah that denied. Because it's a different Geneva, different Siva Sachir, a different reason to be Chayav. The Shem Echinah that denies is not a Ganav. He's like a Ganav, but he's not a Ganav. It's the same liability as the Ganav. He's not a Ganav. He got the money bet here. The reason why it's chayim is a new chiyuv called Shem Echinah. Medin Hilchus Shem Echinah. Theoretically, I don't think it's possible, but theoretically, if a guy would ask, if I had asked Reb Shua to look after my item, and he said, you can leave it here, but I don't want to accept responsibility. I'm not even going to be a Shem Echinah. I don't think it works, but I'm not even going to be a Shem Echinah. You want to look after it? You want to put it in? But back a shot. I look after it, but without any chiyuvim whatsoever. And then he denies the evidence. So he never accepted upon himself to be a Shem Echinah. And then he denied he ever got it. According to what we're saying, he wouldn't be chayav kefal. He's not a ganav. He didn't take it. And he's not Shem Echinah to say he should have liabilities of Shem Echinah. So theoretically, he wouldn't be. I'm saying it theoretically because I think a person can't say he's not Shem Echinah. The person is a Shem Echinah. The Torah says what Shem Echinah is, somebody who looks after something for free. So I don't think you can say, I'm not Shem Echinah. But if it were, theoretically, that would be the deal. Right? So you see, so that's the Reb Shain said, I'm not going to talk about Ganav and Gazan, because in Shemech, you know, in Shemech Sokol is included the dinim of Ganav. Not that he's a Ganav, but the din is that Kofa, Bibikodon, is like a Ganav. So that's included there. And they said Shemechinon includes both the denial and both of the Pshiyeh, and also the denial from the fact that he ever had it, he would have to pay like a gun. And the Pshiyeh says, I hear, but I want to split them up. I want to put a Ganav. And Shemechinon, because Shemechinon is not a Ganav, like we spoke out. Shemechinon is not a Ganav. Shemechinon is somebody who has sometimes the liabilities like a Ganav, but he himself is not a Ganav. Okay, good. Good deal. Well done. Sorry. What are you saying?
Even if the owner of the fifth came to the top and then give me the item and he denies it,
yeah.
It's his house, but
he's
not a
Ganav?
He's not a
Ganav. He's not a
Ganav. What?
He's not a Ganav. He doesn't come under the din of Hakoyim with Moment Shachavim.
So then he takes an oath. And now, after the oath, they find that it's his house. He's not paying
kefal. He has to be kefal.
He's gone.
Hilchus Shemechinon is mechayev kefal. Not Hilchus Kenev.
He's not a gun.
Did you hear what we said earlier? You deserve that.
I heard.
Okay, so what? Repeat to us what we
said. I didn't hold the rope yet.
Okay, so I'll explain to you again. Now, we said a Ganav is somebody, Dovah says it beautifully, who takes, that's a Ganav. Somebody who takes. That is a Ganav. Takes somebody else's property. That is the definition of a Ganav. Somebody who holds somebody else's money is not a Ganav. He, not a Ganav, comes under the category of Shemechinon. Shemechinon's got another thing. Somebody who's kofa, but because he holds on to a property that doesn't really belong to him, is chayav to pay the kefal. It's a different thing.
I mean, he doesn't have to pay the kefal. He has to pay the kefal, right?
He was kofa, but because
so that's why he has to pay the kefal, and therefore that would not make him the gazan because he gave him money. That is an additional knas. We're saying it's a mom one.
Oh, I'm talking about the kefal. Even a gazan, it says it got stolen, gazan. It's a Shemechinon. Shemechinon is part from Zayin. So he doesn't have to pay anything. And now he is called a Ganav. Why is he a Ganav? He didn't take it. He didn't do the Maisi Ganavim. Answers, you're right. He's not a Ganav. He is not a Ganav. He's a Shemechinon. And Shemechinon denies the Kofa of Kodanin. He has it. It's Chayev. Keren, like Gazan and Keren, if he says it got stolen by Zayin. And Kefal, if he says it got stolen by Ganavim. Givaldi, no, you've never thought about this.
Is he Kefal under the heading of Shom? That's a good chance. That's not under the umbrella of Shom. Why is there Kefal?
Why is there Kefal?
Isn't Kefal a den of
no, that's what we say. You would have thought so, but it's not. The Bosset says by Hilchus Shomim, says by Shomim. If it's found in Insviyoda Yishayim Shlaim, he will have to pay Shlaim. Yeah. Meant we could add on to this. The Gemara speaks about there's two parashas in the Torah. Parashas Mishpatim. One talking about Shemechinam, one talking about Shemesocha. And the Gemara works out which one is talking about Shemechinam, which one touches Shemesocha. Doesn't actually say. We learned this once in the Gemara. Doesn't actually say Shemechinam Shemesocha. Just one of them says your potter if it got stolen, and one of them says your potter if an oinus happened. It doesn't say which one's which. So which one's Shemechinam, which one's Shemesocha? Look at two. So we have to start working out which one is Shemechinam, which one's Shemesocha. So the Gemara starts off saying it makes sense that the one that got least chiyuvim is Shemechinam. Why? Because Shemesocha is. He's got more liabilities. So Gemara said, no. It'll turn out that Shemechinon sometimes has a greater liability than Shemesocha. How can it be that Shemechinon has a greater liability than Shemesocha? He denies it. Shem Safar just pays Karen. And Shem Echinon, he'd be Potter, and then he found out he'd have to pay Kefal. So sometimes Shem Echinon
came in. He has the ability to still
there. It can be that Shem Echinon would pay more than the Shem Safar. So therefore, the Gemara said we should now work out maybe the Parshas are the other way around. If you're going to tell me that Shem Echinon is Potter for Gneve, it'll turn out you're making a Shem Echinon to more Cholo than a Shem Safar. Because Shem Echinon will have to pay Kefal if it turned out he had it on him. Right? Now, if it's nothing to do with Hilchus Shema, it's just a din in Hilchus Geneva, what's that going to do with it? What happens, like we said, if it's Machal Shabbos, it's Mark Yeshet. If it's true that Shem Echinon, Hilchus Shema is part of for Geneva, now, it happened to be if he's a Ganev, he'll have to pay for Kefal. Okay. So he'll have to pay for Kefal because he's a Ganev. Why is that going to have ramifications in deciding which parasha of the Shemim is talking about Shem Echinon or Shem Esochon? If it's a side point that he has to be careful because he happened to be a Ganev, then that's a side point. That shouldn't have any ramifications in being with Mandir in deciding which parasha is talking about Shem Echinon or Shem Esochon.
Why not?
But if it's a din in Hilchus Shem Echinon, then I understand it. If in Hilchus Shem Echinon, the din is he has to be careful, then I understand that maybe we shouldn't be making the first parasha talking about Shem Echinon because he's going to be more chomer than a Shem Esochon. Shem Esochon doesn't need to be careful and Shem Echinon does. But that sounds counterintuitive that Shem Echinon should be more chomer than a Shem Esochon. I'm saying that I think already from the Gemara, this idea is quite apparent. The Gemara clearly seems to put this din of Hilchus paying careful, not Stam Hilchus din in Gneiva, but paying careful is a din in Shem Echinon. Follow the right. Now we have a chumash shape. We have a chumash. I'm going to read it to you. The pasuk says like this: Parshas Mishpatim, very good, chapter 22. Ki yitein ish areyu kesef oicheinim lishma. Right, sure. So I gave money to my friend to God. V'guna mi beisa ish, and it got stolen. So what's the din? Says the Gemara pasuk. He's bottom from paying. He's bottom from paying. Let's see himself stole it. He's bottom from paying. When's he chayv to pay? I'll call va pesha. I'll show you. I'll come over. I'll say it. I'll sell. If it was b'sheya, then he has to pay. But if there's no b'sheya, he doesn't need to pay. That's one parsha. Second parsha. Ki yitei ish areyu. Come over. I'll show you. I'll say. Behol be'im alishma. Similar words. And what happened? Then if an oinus happened, he's bottom. But if he's stolen, he'll have to pay. So which parasha is referring to Shem Echinon? Which parasha is referring to Shem Esochon? The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara says the svara is that Shem Echinon should be less liable than Shem Esochon. That's the svara. So look through them and see which one's got less chiyuvim, and that's the one that will be a Shem Echinon. Which one's got greater liabilities, and that will be Shem Esochon. Well, the second one said they have to pay if it gets stolen. Then that makes sense. And the first one don't need to pay if it gets stolen. Makes sense. And the second one, Shem Esochon. And the first one, Shem Echinon. Says the Gemara, no. Because if it gets stolen, Shem Esochon will pay. Shem Echinon might deny it. And if he denies it, and then it's found that he's got it, he has to pay twice. So it turns out the first one is more common. The first parasha says you don't need to pay for Geneva is more common than the second parasha. Because the second parasha, if a Geneva happens, you pay up, you'll never get to Kefal. In the first parasha, if he denies it, he'll end up being Kefal. Which one's more chomo? One where you pay Kefal, one where you don't pay Kefal. Which one's more chomo?
Well,
pay Kefal. So the first parasha should be Shem Esochon, not Shem Echinon. Just catch something more. So I'm saying to you, if the reason why he pays Kefal happens to be because he's a Ganev, then not in Hilchus Shomrim, so why should I have ramifications and deciding what the parasha is talking about? We want to know if it got stolen, do you need to pay for it? That's the shaming. You were meant to look after it, then it got stolen. Do you need to pay for it? First parasha says no. Second parasha says yes. But what happens if he himself stole it? Well, don't look here. Look somewhere else in the Torah. Let's see, like, look what it says there. What's it got to do with this? He himself stole it. See, the guy, Mazik Ashulta, the shaming. After they got them, we don't understand which one should be going on shaming, you know, on shaming. And if the Gemara is so bothered about this, and the Gemara Bemet has a suffer which parasha should be going on, that shows that the fact that Shemechin of Beis Kepel is not something Zaitik, something Zaitik Zidish. It means not intrinsic kashrut of the parasha, but something came from outside. Side point, a side point. Zaitik is a side point. A side point. The reason why Beis Kepel is not a side point, you know, in Beis Kepel, well, because he happens also to be a gun. No, the reason why Beis Kepel is in Hilchus Shoyma Chinam. Shoyma Chinam requires him to be careful, like the Pasuk says, meaning if he himself turned out to be the gun, that's what the Gemara Darshan did, he has to pay Shtai. If he himself turns out to be the gun in Hilchus Shoyma, Hilchus Shmir Machayim to be careful. Shema Safa wouldn't have that.
Kind of the end of the day,
that's
stolen.
He might have been carrying another fee. No, because he paid for it. He paid for it. He paid for it. He's now off the hook already. Okay, Mishnah. That is the Gemara telling us in these few lines. Shemechino, what's the difference between a Bishai and a Bechir? If Bishai said, I mentioned Gneve in Shemechino. So we had a question, where did you mention Gneve in Shemechino? For liabilities, but not looking after it. And the fact that he has to be careful sounds like it's a side point because of Gneve. So if so, he should have mentioned Gneve explicitly. Answer is no. Shemechinom has to be careful, Medina Shemechinom. Rav Shai says it's enough that in Shemechinom is Kiganov is already enough. I don't need to actually specify Ganov itself. Rav Shai says, no, I want to mention Ganov as well because Ganov and Shemechino are two different sibis, two different reasons to be chayav. One's a ganav, a maisi ganav, and one is just because he was a Shemechino. Beautiful. Okay, let's see now Tosfos, or Rashi first of all, and then we've got the old Tosfos. The Osi, the Osso, the Yode Beatir. It's the last Rashi on Omid Dalad Omid Beis. The Osso, the Yode Beatir. Shemechino, Avalgav, even though the Hashto, Toyin, Tainel Ganev, and now, currently, he is claiming it got stolen. Shenigam, it got stolen from him. Miu, Mikoro. He also liyodi, originally when it came into his hand, beteya also liyodi. It came into his hand, perhaps, the ganav and gazlan, in contrast, ganav and gazlan, mimoina also liyodi bisoy. In contrast, the ganav and gazlan, the money came to hand, beissa, meaning it was a maisi ganav, for Yeloshan Azor, Shur of David, it was a maisi ganav, it's high for the maisi did. That's the ganav and gazlan. Shemir Shemachinom is chayiv because of Shemachin. Came into his hand behind him. Beautiful. We have another place to read in Zaymim. Should be able to finish it today. Quite limited, but it's good. Edim Zaymim. Edim Zaymim is one of the list of Reb Chiya's Avos Nazikin. So you've seen the places. Pirush Yivol. The Afilu Shilim Al Pi Edim Zaymim. Even if you paid chayomim, even if the person paid because of the Edim Zaymim, the Edim Zaymim came along and said, Reuben's chayav to Shimon money. And based on Paschal, that Reuben's chayav to Shimon money. And Reuben paid to Shimon the money. Nevertheless, by Edim Zaymim, even by Edim Zaymim, they will have to pay. There's a problem. What places want? Is a din in Torah, Rasisa Loi, Kashiz Zomam, Lasavis the Ochid. Zomam, the Gemara Dashan, Kashiz Zomam, the Loi Kashos. Kashiz Zomam, like they contrived to do, like he wanted to do, like they wanted to cause him to cause him some type of punishment. But if they were Matzliach and they actually got him to get that punishment, they don't get killed. Hey,
oh,
yeah, by punishment, they don't get the punishment. Kashuzoman, Las is the Ochiv, but Loikash Osa. The most. If Adam Zaymin came along and said that Reuben was Machalos Shabbos, so what do they want him to get? Skile. And if they quote out before that person, Reuben gets Skile, they will get Skile. But if he already got Skile, they won't get Skile. Kasha Zomam, Las is the Ochiv, but Loikash Osa. Says Toisus, that's only by Malkus or Misa, but by Moloin, even if they actually were Matzliach in what they wanted to do, they will still need to pay. Even if they were Matzliach to make it a Reuben, they will still need to pay to Reuben for what they wanted to do. Why? The Efshar Bechazon. Because money is always something that's possible to redo. So it's always still a type of kashazom. Money is always something that you can redo the damage. If something got malchus there, you got malchus. Something got misa, you got misa. It's kids are mixing, but that's what Hashem's going to do. But somebody who was chayv to pay money, so we'll give it back to him. So it's always in the stage of kashazom. It's not really kashazom. And therefore, Adam Zoyim will have to pay, even if they're a Matzliach, for what he tried to do.
Was there a vote on that, or was that everybody agrees to that?
Everyone agrees. Oh. So, okay, that's what Toysus tells us. My rabbis, I have a question to you on this Toysus. Is Toysus here just to give us a piece of useful information? Or was something bothering Toysus, and that's why Toysus is telling us this useful information? Something bothering Toysus. And Reuven is confident about that. So what's bothering Toysus? Why is Reuven saying in English, what is bothering Toysus? What is it?
You can ask. It's only if he didn't pay, as he's paying more than he should have paid. So he's showing that it could be mama.
Okay, very nice. Reuven saying, if you read on the Gemara a bit later, the Gemara says, we haven't got that yet. Is a machlekes, whether it's knas or moin. But Reuven, if it's before they actually paid, and yet they, if they tried to cause Reuven to pay money, and Reuven didn't pay money because they were caught out beforehand, so it's obviously a knas. It should be a knas. It's having to be an opinion in the Gemara holds it's Mamoino. Why is it not that?
Ketsuv
is a knas.
I said it's that.
It's not Ketsuv. It's much more than he would have to pay. Rashi says the door of Eid of Mamoino, it's called a Mashalim Yoisa al Mashahizik. That's a door of God. Yeah, that's a way of a simon of knowing if it's more than he caused the damage. If every time you pay a fixed amount, so it shows it's not related to what he actually caused. So Adam Zayin figured Reuven should be always a kenas. Says Taisus, now we're talking about after you already paid. He did cause the damage. It caused damage. So then, of course, it is a moment. Could be a moment.
It's returning if there's
actually
the Chazara, then there is no
damage. David, you're so no end. Right. They're unbelievable. Very good. Okay, let's just say, not everyone caught what you asked, but let's just speak out what we're saying. So Frank, Texas, how can there be a tzad that Edom Zimim is memoina? It's certainly a knas. If the only time Edom Zimim needs to pay is before it happens and not after it happened, so then it's memoina. Then it's knas. It's certainly knas. Then it didn't cause any damage. So it should certainly be called knas. So Texas says you made a mistake. Edom Zimim have to pay even after it happened. And then, if it's after it happened, the reason why Hashem had to pay is because of the damage you caused Reuven to pay Shimon. Praying to David in. So why do Edom Zoyim need to pay? Even after, why should they need to pay? Says Tosis, because Efshar Bechazor, because you can give the money back. So it's not as if they actually did the damage, because you can give the money back. So praying to David, if it's not as if they did the damage, because you could give the money back, so then we're back to the original starting point. So it's a kenas. Because he'll get his money back and they still need to pay. to Kanas.
So they pay who they paying number two.
So the one that they wanted to cause to pay.
He comes out of hat then. Comes out of hat. Yes.
Yeah. The
person they wanted to
Reuven. They were saying Reuven owes to him on his box. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's a movement into Bob's cash is silicon ass. So Bachim asks this cash, and they say that although it's Eshem Bachazara, it doesn't mean that this guy will give it back. This guy, because Reuven had to pay Shimon, had to pay man Shimon money. Shimon is a Gav Alim, part of the mafia. So part of the mafia. It's from Chicago, right? That Shimon. Shimon has no intention of giving it back to Reuven. But Al-Pi Alokha, Shimon has to give it back to Reuven. So isn't Al-Pi Alokha, Shimon has to give it back to Reuven? It's not considered Kasha also. Because Kasha also means that Beistin gave a psak that is fine. They served the sky at Misa and they did that psak. They were betel psak. And here it wasn't like that because the psak Alokha is that he doesn't need to pay and that Shimon has to give it back. But Lemaisa, Reuven, the Eidim, caused Reuven a loss because he's now paying to Shimon, and Shimon is not going to pay back, so they caused him a loss. So since Eidim could be a Mazik, therefore it comes under the category of Mommy and Must, right? That's a possible answer to answer your question. There's a whole bunch to it. So if you're looking to see if it's Vayakra, I didn't bring it up. You're looking downstairs, a whole bunch of truths to answer this type of cash. That's one malach, the Pnei Yeshuot malach. This is malach of David said, Reuven says it's a Pnei Yeshuot malach. That the choices of the cash, how can it be a tzad? It's called Moed. Should be a kenas. Answer is yes, because you paid for it. Since you paid, therefore it's got to be another Moed. David's got a further cash on that, say that. Have to work out a good territory. There's another answer, which is the Maram at the back of the Gemara. Yeah, you know where the Maram is, right? The back of the Gemara, the Maram explained it. If he is listing Esim Va'alba, always Nezikin. What's the definition of a Mazik? Something you call it financial loss. Edim Zaymim would literally be nothing to do with a Mazik. Because Edim Zaymim means Edim Zaymin, so the definition of Zikim is a liability you're caused due to causing damage. Right? Edim Zaymin, if Reuven didn't pay, then he hasn't caused any damage. And if Reuven did pay, then they have no liability to pay. If we wouldn't say Tesis Kiddush, and we'd say Momin has got the same dinners as Nefoshes and Malchus. So were these Edim Zaymin and Av, obviously Nezikin, were they a Av to cause damage and because of that they'll have to pay? Well, if they came along and said Reuven had to pay, and based on that, Reuven has to pay. But before Reuven paid, they were caught out. Then they didn't cause any damage. They weren't a Mazik. And if they were called out after Reuven already paid, then they have no liability because Kash is not on, but they Kash also. So they're not always Nezikin. They're either not on Mazik or there's no liability due to their Mazik. So they couldn't fit into the canal of Chavdal always Nezikin. Since they says they do need to pay. Even if Reuven did pay, they do need to pay. Therefore, they fall under the category of always Nezikin. They're a Mazik. They cause Reuven to pay, and their liability is they have to pay because of it. Right? If we wouldn't now take the Skiddush and we'd say the deal of Edom Zaymim is the same deal as of Malkits and Mom and Misa, so we'd have a big problem. These Edom Zaymim are obvious Zikin, including the obvious Zikin. What's the definition of obvious Zikin? Somebody who damaged or something that damaged, so due to that, there's a liability to pay. That's the definition of obvious Nezikin.
And
show it.
And it's written.
And it's written, of course, yeah. Okay, fine.
Nezik has to be, the definition of Nezik means that it has to be a monetary loss that was money extracted from them.
Or can it be also that they have now caused the chash on this person's credibility and everybody doesn't want to do business with him in the meantime?
The definition has to be that the liability to pay is because of what you did. Marshall Boishes. Boishes might not be a physical monetary loss, but you didn't act, or the guy didn't act, and his liability to pay is because of the act he did. That liability, which the Torah says somebody has to pay for Boishes, is because of the act that he did. So, obviously, again, that's the definition of obviously. The guy did that act, and the Torah says you have to pay for that act you did. So, can Edom Zomim fall under that category? So, if it's true that even by Momoin, we say Kasha Zomim Beloi Kasha Osso, so you have a big buyout. I mean, if these Edom Zomim were caught out before Reuven paid, so he didn't cause any loss to Reuven. So it's not obvious Nezikin. Obvious Nezikin means that caused you a loss. And the reason why you have to pay is what I wanted to cause you to loss, not because of some credibility. Is I wanted to cause you a loss, and that's why I need to pay you. Wanted to cause you a loss is not a maisamati. And if I have to pay, if the Edom are called out after Reuven already paid, then they don't have a liability. They were not thinking because Reuven to pay, they don't have any liability. So it doesn't fall in the category of all the thinking. Because Kasha Dama, Meloi Kasha Os,
that's without taste.
Without taste. Pride taste.
Great discussion.
Sensations. That's why I have to say that with Momoin, the din is with Momoin, even if he pays, the Edom are going to have to pay. So they're a mazik with the liability to pay for the mask they did. They cause them to pay, and they have to pay. That's my understanding. Yeah.
This is also an example of the mazik at the prison.
That's the kiddush with dibor, yeah. The Gemara said, the kiddush that is dealing with dibor, I'll have to check. If it's possible to
take it. We can also put as a mask without doing any reaction.
Yeah. Shem HaKinam is also like that.
Right, but
all of our respect, but show volume up there, all of them are without connections, so that they look after it. Yeah. Okay, that's the first set of thesis. Okay, that's the inside here, Shiva. So remember, it's an answer to answer a hidden question. How can Edom Zomim be listed in the list? Hooray, he's not a mazik, and if it was a mazik, he doesn't need to pay, so it's not a liability due to the hezek. Shiva. Says, I'm going to answer that question. Even if he paid, due to the fact that Edom Zomim testified, Edom Zomim are going to have to pay. With Momoin, it's not applicable the rule of Kasha Zomim, Loi Kasha Oso, the Efshor B'Chazor, because it's possible to redo the damage. You know, like in computers have redo, that's what we do, just a redo. Undo, that's the word, undo the damage. So that's the first text. Vima Farish, second text of the read. The Lutzorich Lahaitan. Don't need to tell me any of this reason. You were saying it, don't think of Efshe B'Chazor, forget it. Don't need to come on to that. The Gaba Mamoin, Mechaivina, Nahu Bekalachim. Mamoin, you're going to have to pay because of Kal V'Chein. Let me ask you a question. The Torah says, Kasha Zoma Melasa is La'ochiv. Somebody who causes his friend, contrived to cause a friend to get a punishment. So what's more severe? Somebody who contrived to do it, or somebody who actually metzliach to cause his friend to get a punishment? What's more severe? What's worse? What's a bigger thing? What would you think you need to do more children? So if somebody contrived, because somebody tried to make his friend get Malchus, the halacha is he gets Malchus. Surely if he was Matzliach to get his friend to get Malchus, he should get Malchus. Surely he should get Malchus. Kavachoyman. You just told me yourself. Somebody who's matzliach to do something is a big aver and needs to do more tshuva than somebody who just wanted to do. So surely a person who contrived to get his friend to get malchus, the halacha is he gets malchus. So surely, kal v'chomer, if he was matzliach in his terrible endeavor, he should certainly get malchus. Kavachayim. So there's a reason why it doesn't get malchus. But says the reason why it doesn't get malchus is because ein onshim min adin. We don't make kavachayim to give punishments. Ein onshim min adin. You're right. The Torah says kashadama. What do you want to extrapolate? Kavachayim kasha also. Ein onshim min adin. You're right. Some of you tried to get person to get stealer. If he was matzliach in his endeavor, somebody should get stealer. Ein onshim min adin. You can't. Ein onshim min adin. We discussed it once before. Remember the spot? Why ein onshim min adin? Why not? Because the punishment you get is meant to get the person gets meant to be a kapar. Yechaniot for this guy, it's not a kapar. It's so terrible. He killed somebody. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe it's not enough of a kapara for such a thing. And therefore, we don't stop kill. We kill because the Torah is megalitas. That's going to be the kapara for him. If we don't know Bechal, that's going to be the kapara. It's going to be a kapara. That's one man of given. Ein onshim min adin. Ein onshim min adin. That's why kashim zomah velo kasha also. Because ein onshim min adin. By momo in onshim min adin. By momo in aloch is onshim min adin. Ain't on any rice.
We have it all by from our Gemara. There's all the Papa Omer's in the
very good. Our Gemara, the whole sugya from the beginning of the Masechta already. That you would have thought. Why does the Torah need to tell me Shori and Boy? You can learn Boy from Shori. Meaning Ein Shemadim. But Ein Shemadim. We have places that spoke out. Momoin Ein Shemadim. So by Momoin. If already the Torah says that if you contrive to cause somebody to have a loss, he has to pay, they didn't have to pay. So certainly, if you're as matzliach, they didn't have to pay. Certainly. So maybe it's possible. You don't need to come onto the drosha of Efshe b'chazor. You need to come onto Efshe b'chazor. It's possible, even if Efshe b'chazor. Let's talk about a guy who's so strong, he's not going to give it back. Well, let's say the psach halach is, once you did it, you can't get your money back. So what? Certainly these Edom Zomrim should pay. If Rebbe the Torah said that if they wanted to cause him a loss of money, he needs to pay, certainly even if they, if they're matzliach, they're successful, what they want to do, certainly they should have to pay. Not at all, do not at all.
If you have some manual question in Torah that says not like that.
So, we'll come to your point in a second, okay? You have a moment, don't you, when I did? Hold on, meaning of Makis. That's why we say Makis. Hogay ain't there, Ogim. If they matzliach to kill him, they don't get killed. I know Mishum the Hossel with killing, regarding killing, Ein Onshim Min Adin. Regarding Ein Onshim Min Adin. So we've had two Malachim in Tesis. First Malach was saying, Efshe b'chazor. Second Malach was saying, we have a Kal v'chem, of course you're going to be Chayit. What's the machlokes between the two? Why does one say one and not? Why does one say the other? Why? The second terrorist is very smart. Kavachim, Ein Shem Adin. You've got right, it's always prepared, but not Ein Shem Adin. Well, this should be. Why did the first terrorist, why did the Rivon not go with that terrorist? So if David's been jutting in twice now and while we're saying it, Yesh Lakko, we can start trying to investigate. But the terrorist says, Kashin Zomam, Las Isla Oki. Does the terrorist mean Dafke, Kashin Zomam? We dashum veloy kasha also. Did the Torah mean dafke kasha zoma? Or the Torah meant no? I didn't mean dafke kasha zoma. I'm telling you kasha zoma. But since ein onshim min adin, we can't do kasha also. Kasha zoma veloy kasha also because ein onshim min adin. The Torah says a person, either would try to cause harm to somebody has to pay. That's what the Torah said. Did the Torah mean it dafke if they tried? Kasha doma veloy kasha also, was that exist or kosov? Kasha doma veloy kasha also? Or it wasn't. The Torah just saying kasha doma. And now you don't build on the kasha doma. Make a kalachim. You can't make a kalachim because by ein onshim min adin. So you can't kill. You can't give malchus because ein onshim min adin. So we'll say veloy kasha also because ein onshim min adin. It's not exist or kosov. Don't exist or kosov telling me kasha doma veloy kasha also. It's just a halachic point. Halachic thing is the kasha zoma in Ein Shem Adin, but no kasha also. That's the shaila between the Rivon and the reed. We've understood like in David. The Torah says kasher zoma. What's the Torah saying kasher zoma? It says because of by Eden Zomim only kasher zoma, not kasher osa. So you can make all the kavuchemis like the Torah said kasher zoma. What the Torah mean by kasher zoma? Veloi kasher osa. Kavuchemis will help you if they against what's written in the Torah. Kasher zoma veloi kasher osa. So I'm not going to help you kavuchemis. Okay, he says it's okay here, but why did you get undo it? So it's all together, kasher zomam. It is kasher zomam. It's still kasher zomam because you can undo what they wanted to do. The re holds on. The Torah never said kasher zomam, but like kasher also. The Torah says kasher zomam. So why don't we kill the Edom if they were successful? Because it exists the cost of the like kasher also, but because we've got no Canaan to do it. We can't. How can we kill the Edom if they were successful? So we can't. We can't because we've got no Kalim to get to the Kasha also. But the Torah never said it. It's just we've got no Kalim to do it. In order to do it, you need a Kaval Chayimah. We can't make a Kaval Chayimah. You can do it. That's the Machalik of 24. Very good, beautiful.
Must it's further proof, though, that even if then can begin to mock us and talk about the Ben Rushikman, Ben Woods, not getting them exactly what they give them mock us instead. So it's not, they're not getting what they.
The passing for that, they sign it. So you don't need a lot of dashes. Very good, okay. So we can smack a good Shabbos. We had a very loaded shit today, Baruch Hashem. Trying to resolve what we said as well, not just. The reading of the Gemara, but there were some important points. The Gneva of Shem Echinom, that Shem Echinom has to pay Kepel, is not Gneva. It's Medin Hilch Shem Echinom, and we explained the Pchian and Rishai based on that. And what we saw in Tesis now, we had a few couple of points in Tesis. And what was bothering Tesis? We saw a Pshat, Meshua, and Mara. And why the Riva and Ri are Chulik, and what point are they Chulik? Why they can't say the same? What's wrong with holding the same? So we saw also on that, he said over Maharaj to explain it.
Who's the Riva?
The one of the Bali Tesis. The Yankee Ben Absol. This week's passage is something very, very sweet and in tight, very simple and tight. You have a few minutes during your meal where you have nothing to talk about. So you can say over this, the pasuk says in the Luchos, there's a pasuk, a tiny pasuk, that's loaded. And to the Luchos, it gives the four rows of the Luchos. The first row is Oiden Pitzda Uberekis. That's the first row, Toachot. Oiden Pitzda Uberekis. Toasheni, Neifach Sapir, Ve Yale. Toasheshi, Lesim Shavoi, Ve Achlomo. Why is it two vowels? That's one horror here. Second horror, if you look in Pashas Pekude, when he brings it down, that they actually did it. Here was a tzibui. It says, well, actually did it. Then it says, exact same pasuk, but Torah V, same top pasuk, same tunes, same everything. Doesn't have the extra vowel. So why here? First of all, why does that? Why is it an extra vowel? And then maybe we can understand also why over here and over there. So Meshach Rachma says that Tarshish was the Eben of Asher. And Yoshve and Shoyim was the Eben of second last Eben was the Eben of Yosef. Yosef was Makari the Bnei Shochis.
Second lesson.
Right, he was Makari the Bnei Shochis. So the Vava Chibol between the two. There's Yoshve, there's Tarshish, which is Osher, Ve Shoyam, and Yosef, having a Vava Chibol between the two. So that to explain why in the first three you don't have these extra Vavas, and the fourth one you do, because there's a Vava Chibol, even, I guess they were trying to show to Hashem, the cube that Yosef showed to his brothers, so it was an extra volume. Osher was the last of the Bnei Shvachis. God Osher was from Bnei Shvachis, and then followed on with Yosef. So the Vav joining the two to connect with Yosef to the Shvachis. That's one Mahalach Meshavah was said there. He said that in Kudeh, he doesn't say it. He says, there's never Mahalach. You know, when you see Shema, you have to be makbid to say every letter clearly. You're saying over the Tzibur of Hashem. Therefore, we have a break between letters that can join together. So if you look in the city, you'll see very often there's like a line between letters Isev B'Sodacha, which will be a break. Otherwise, it sounds like Isev B'Sodacha. Right? You shouldn't have one base. So we're talking about Tzivuyim of Hashem, you have to speak out clearly. So Bashan of the Tzave is the Tzivuy, the same which Rabbeinu is saying over the Tzivuy of what you should do in the Mishkan. Because they're saying what they did, but Tzivuy, as we said, expressly clearly. So it says, very interesting original. Tarshish Shoyam share the same last letter of the beginning letter. So if it wouldn't be a Vav, you would read that as Tarshish Shoyam. You'd be saying over the Tzivuy of Hashem's mumbling the words to put a Vav to separate the two machines. Tarshish Veshoyam. And because he's just listening, what happens is not the end of the world, how you say it. Tzivuyim, every letter he said expressly clearly. So we have one. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, Bajan.